We're live back here at Gillette Stadium. Mutt and Lou, 93.7 WEEI. You hear the laughs in the background of Troy Brown, who's here with us every Patriots Monday. And Dion Branch, who has joined us here in studio, as always. First of all, congratulations. Going back to the Super Bowl.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
Now, when you're in Seattle playing for Pete Carroll, does it ever come to your mind at all that maybe at some point you get back to this game with this Patriots team, Dion?
Not really. I only got a couple games in with him.
If you stayed there last year, you'd have went farther than the Patriots did last year in the playoffs.
Yeah, but nah. You know, ain't no point in just
Dion, getting to the postseason. Are you battling a little bit of cold right now?
It's special, yeah. Dion. It's got to be special.
It's very special, bro.
Guys like you and Reggie Bush, you know what I mean? Get these guys together, man. Dion, man, you're one of the guys I like, man. You're a leader, you know?
You know, huh?
Yeah, you know, it's special, guys.
Yeah,
take advantage of it, guys.
Coach Carroll, guys.
Is that Pete?
Yeah,
Jackie
Pete.
Pumped?
Oh, he's a great guy,
but
man.
You all right? I mean, I'm worried about
you. Yeah, man,
I
got a little cold, man.
Started up yesterday about 7 o'clock.
No, I had about 2-3 days ago.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I played the whole game with flu.
Battled through it. You're a gamer, man.
Dion plays hurt. That's what it was.
Get credit for being sick and playing through the whole game. Having the flu now for about a week.
All right, let me just read you a quote from one Ty Law last night. It says, the guy choked and his teammates will dislike him forever. What were your thoughts, man, when you saw that kick? He just yanked the hell out of that thing.
I didn't see it. I promise you, the last 10 plays I didn't even see.
Really?
Yeah, just, you know, I felt so bad as a player, as an offensive player, you know, that we didn't put our best football on the field yesterday. And we put our defense, you know, we put our defense backs against the wall. We put them in that situation, and they held up, you know. Them guys they played a great game. You know, like I told the reporters yesterday, you shouldn't have the camera in nobody's face on the offensive side of the ball because we didn't hold up our bargain of the stick yesterday. Mm-hmm. You know, the defense did a great job. They did a great job, and we're truly thankful. For all the people who's been talking about our defense.
You're welcome.
Can you rewind that?
You're welcome, Dion. Yeah. I'm here for you, man.
Rewind
that little statement and play it again because we need to hear that again because we don't hear that too often.
I'm telling you, them guys, they played ball yesterday. You know what
they
I'm saying?
Did.
They played great ball yesterday, bro.
They did. What was going on with Tom yesterday, man? I mean, he just seemed to be off yesterday. What did you see in him that was a little bit different, you know, once the game got going that had him so off?
You know what? I think all of us, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. The thing is, it's that point of that game, this one game, you know, we all want this game so bad.
Yeah.
Guys out there trying to make every play.
Yeah.
Whether it be Tom, me, myself, you know, Wes, Aaron, Gronkowski, all the guys, man. I can't say.
Yeah. Well, you know, he missed the throw to Gronkowski, I think, was the glaring one that everybody saw. The one Hernandez was a little bit off.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Hernandez, he got to make that play.
That's right.
In the championship. I mean, normally in those types of games, you don't make that play. It kind of costs you. It'll cost you in big games. But, you know, guys got to step up and make those plays.
We expect all the guys to make them. You know, even like myself last week, I got to make that catch. You know, yesterday, you get opportunity. You only get so many of these games. And, like I said, on the offensive side of the ball, we didn't cash in like we normally would, like we normally do. We didn't play great football yesterday at all.
How much you look at that Baltimore defense? You know, because we said, man, that game they had against Houston, everyone's like, oh, they didn't put up many points. Or, oh, they made Yates look good.
Yeah.
That might be, everybody kept saying older, but more of a mature, smart defense.
They're great players. They're great players. I won't take them away from them. But at the same time, we didn't play good.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the bottom line. We drove the ball up and down the field on them all game. And then we got in the red area, just couldn't put it in. You know, we like I said, we got away yesterday. Field goals alone, you normally won't win a game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that performance yesterday won't get us a victory.
Yeah.
2 weeks from now.
Did you see the catch by Lee Evans there? Did you?
Nope.
What'd you think? You didn't look at the Jumbotron?
I promise you, I promise you, I was looking at the security guys and then the fans.
Oh, you was the one that had your head down?
Yeah, I had my head down.
You want to see the rest of it?
I just felt like, man, we worked so hard all year long just to get to this point. And then for us to put our defense out there on the field, you know what I'm saying, leave it in their hands, and it's just bad. It's just not us. And I felt bad. I couldn't even watch it. I was like, this is crazy. But, you know, like I said, them guys did a great job. I didn't see it. I saw the highlights.
Yeah.
Sterling did a great job, man. They practice that drill all the time.
What'd you think about him? You're out of phase, right?
Yeah,
out of phase. Out of phase drill.
They practice that drill all the time.
Don't look back. You play the receiver's hands.
He had never done that in a game just because it does it so often in practice. It just happened.
But Coach talks about that all the time. Like, we practice on so much stuff, situational football.
Yeah.
That's a drill we work on all the time, and then it happened in the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You beat like that. You play the guy's hand. His hands go up. Your hands go in.
That's it.
So.
And charting over man, a DB. Yeah.
And a wide receiver, everything.
I perfected that drill.
Out of phase, huh?
You're going to rename it Troy Brown drill next year.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, we talk all the time, Vince Wilfork, right, and how a great player he is. Doesn't always show up on the stat sheet.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday it showed up. I mean, he was an absolute beast yesterday.
It showed up. Hey, from the beginning of the game to the end.
Man. All that talk about Haloti Ngata, you think that kind of was like, okay, you know, we'll see another guy on the other side of the ball like me.
There's a lot of competition out there. You better believe that. Our front line did a great job with Ngata, you know, with Suggs as well. Mm-hmm. You know, they did a great job handling the front. We just didn't cash in.
What coverages did they show anything different? Did they mix up the looks a little bit different?
Nope.
Then what y'all saw on tape?
We was moving the ball.
Yeah, because I know you heard Ray talking about them disguising, having disguise more.
Nah,
they didn't do much of that.
And all that stuff, I promise you. You're going to watch the copy, you're going to see guys wide open everywhere.
Yeah.
You know.
Even in the red zone? You talk about the red zone defense.
That's what I'm saying.
Anything different in the red zone yesterday?
It was probably something else different in the red zone. It wasn't nothing what they was on the red zone. It was what we wasn't doing.
Okay.
So now you're saying there was guys wide open everywhere and Tom not having much pressure on him throughout the course of the game? Are you?
No, I wasn't saying that. No. What I'm saying.
You're pulling Ed Reed right now?
I'm talking about the defense. Baltimore Ravens, all this credit about these guys are physical, tough.
Okay.
All this stuff. Yeah, kudos to them. Okay.
Yeah.
They're right. I mean, we showed them. We marched up and down the field on them.
Yeah.
We just didn't put the ball in the end zone. No, I wasn't saying Tom didn't see nobody.
I'm going to go out there and tell him after this, Tom. Yeah, you don't play good.
No, it went Tom. I wasn't saying that. No, I was talking about as far as everybody giving these guys so much credit.
He didn't play very well yesterday.
Yeah.
He didn't.
Well, those guys like to talk on that defense. How chippy was it? Watching on TV looked pretty chippy on the field.
Yeah, it happened early on. The beginning of the game was, there was a lot of stuff said and all this mess. But then once the game settled, and they realize, okay, we can't really compete with these guys. You know?
I saw Tom at one point got in Ray Lewis's face. Yes. What'd he say?
I didn't hear it.
Can I get your address for a Christmas card? Something like that?
Because I kind of felt three or four of the guys trying to surround my quarterback, and then that's when I jumped in. Like, hold on.
Wait a minute.
This ain't going to be this type of party. Not today. You know, Coach tried to tell us to keep our composure, but, you know, you're going to jump in my quarterback face like that. You know, I don't care who you are. So. It is what it is.
Now, you guys went into that game favored. You know, like Vegas, you guys don't look at that, but still a touchdown.
We were.
Favored. But I heard you take it was a little old school, at the end of that week, a little press conference that you had talking, nobody thought we'd be here, nobody believed in us.
Yeah.
You're 3-point favorite as of right now in that Super Bowl,
though.
I'm just saying, Vegas style.
Oh,
so you're still the favorite. Now, can you still play that nobody thinks we got a chance? Still kind of go with that one?
Well, we can't do anything. if we play the way we played yesterday, it's going to be good.
Yeah.
You know, that won't work. We can't put that type of performance on the football field. You know, I think the name of the game is score touchdown. You know, we kicked a lot of field goals. And, I mean, it is what it is. It wasn't our best performance.
I think you can find one bright spot.
Yeah, we won.
Your offensive line, I thought, played pretty well.
They did a great job.
Yeah.
They had a great game.
Yeah.
They had a great game. They did exactly what the coaches set out to do. You know, they make sure they stop those guys, the front four, front seven, really.
Get a chance to look at Gronk's chip on Suggs.
You seen all of it, huh?
Oh,
did he kill him?
He killed
him. Did that work? Because he didn't do a whole lot. I think that slowed him down.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. They did the job.
Hey, we
did a good job.
I'm just wondering, what you think is a lot of Brady, everybody brings up, 07. What were you thinking? You're in Seattle. You still got a lot of love for the Patriots.
I watched that game.
I mean, what was your thought kind of watching that game unfold and seeing that they had a chance at perfection?
Well, I was hoping my guys won it, man. You know, I was sitting in my basement watching the game, pulling for him. Because I had a bunch of guys I still love and truly appreciate playing with on that team. And I felt bad when they didn't win it. It's a totally different game now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, totally different game this year compared to when they went in 07 and played them. You know, different styles, different players on the team. It's going to be a different game.
Take anything out of that game earlier in the year when they came in here and beat you in a last-second pass?
Yeah, that's the things that we can, we're going to look at that film. you know, we're going to get down and critique it pretty hard. But I think overall, once 6:20 hit and that whistle blows, it's time to play football, regardless of what happened and whenever we played them, what, 2 months ago?
Yeah.
That game, it won't matter. You know.
You've been through this process before the Super Bowl. We talked to Sterling Moore, talked to Hernandez, talked to Gronkowski. What will you tell them, if anything, about these next 13 days, guys who have not been here before?
I think most just put all your eggs in one basket, baby. This is it. This is the last game. There's no more practices after this. You know, we need everybody's best game. We need everybody's best game, period. There's no more practicing. There's no more sitting in the meetings anymore. Coach Belichick won't talk to us again until, you know, March, April, whenever we come in the offseason. Yeah. And, trust me, it'll hit you. Once you really put everything in a bigger perspective, you realize, man, hey, this may be the last time you get the opportunity to play in this type of game. This may be it. Some guys never get the opportunity to play in the Super Bowl. You know, you got to be thankful. You know, it's a blessing to be in this position. And we need to maximize them, take advantage of it.
That's the thing. I think, you know, you win 3 out of 4, then you get back there in 07. I know you weren't part of that team, right. But some of the guys that were still there, you know, you don't take it for granted because, like you said, but now it's like you see the other side. You see what it's like finishing the season, getting there on the losing end.
Right.
You know, and all these, like you said, guys that opportunity's not going to be there all the time, but you got the veterans down and say, hey, listen, I've seen both sides of it. The other side's not fun.
Exactly. I've seen it. Trust me. I saw it.
And then you have players as young as, you know, some of your better players, Gronk, Hernandez, mm-hmm. those guys, you know, Woodhead.
Right.
Okay, they're great ball players.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you, man, that moment when you walk out them doors and the lights is flashing, everything changes.
That's it.
You know,
looked like you the other day when you got introduced before the game.
I'll tell you.
The switch went off.
I said this before. I mean, there's preseason mode.
Yep.
There's preseason tempo. There's regular season mode. There's regular season tempo. And then there's playoff mode and playoff tempo.
And
then there's
Super Bowl mode
and Super Bowl tempo. When you walk out them doors, man, I'm telling you, as much as Bill preached to us about, you know, controlling yourself and holding it all in, I couldn't do it.
So yeah, I'm like a man
out there.
Hey, Coach Belichick told us. Look at you fools, don't go out here and waste all your energy in the warm-ups and all this mess. Here it is, they open the doggone thing and Troy busts out running. He comes out running 100 miles an hour, coming out of the tunnel. And then he gets on the sideline to my little buddy, I'm tired. He look at me, little buddy, I am tired.
We had about a half an hour before the game started. Exactly. You got to go through the whole dog and pony show, the singing and anthem and taking pictures and...
And that's another thing, you know, I coach say, hey, keep it composed because we'll be on the sideline another 30 minutes.
And I was a 10-year vet.
Man, this guy come out running 100 miles an hour.
I had to take myself out of the game. Like, where's Troy? He's getting some oxygen.
Early. Troy went over the tape.
Get him back up here.
We haven't ran not one play. He's already breathing. You know, got the oxygen mask on.
Yeah, so it was. You got. But, I mean, it's a different moment for guys like that.
Yeah.
You got to get them prepared for the change of tempo and just the way the game starts, everybody's just, and as much as you want to control it, everybody's 100 miles per hour.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and you catch a ball, and I see that first pass you caught.
Yeah, exactly.
Boom, he was on the ground and back up like that, going back to the huddle.
Yeah, the energy is totally different.
The energy level is just, I mean, you can't control that type of that type of feeling when you're in those types of games.
It's a different game.
So you got to have those young guys, they got to be ready for that.
They will.
So, yeah.
They will, man. We need everybody's best game, man. That's our best game. Yeah. This is by far got to be our best game.
13 days, Indianapolis. Deion, we appreciate it, man.
Hey, truly
as always.
Appreciate it, boss.